I'm so glad you're here. I think it's a good time for you to take a break, don't you? Whatever could be bothering you, or if it seems there are a lot of different things that are demanding your attention right now, I'm proud of you for taking a beat for yourself. Do you want to take a couple deep breaths with me? I think that'll do you a lot of good. And do me a lot of good too. Yeah. So let's take a deep inhale, and then we'll hold it for a couple seconds, and then a deep exhale. Let's do three of those. All right, ready? One more. It's amazing what just a couple breaths can do for us. I know what it's like to be overwhelmed or to feel like you could be doing more and not knowing whether you should take the time for yourself to breathe. But it's important. Work can wait. Whatever is on your to-do list can wait. You need this. That's why you're here. I'm here with you. I'm taking a break too. It's incredibly necessary. For me, it's my mind gets so busy with ideas or things that I have yet to take care of or accomplish. From simple house chores to making phone calls I just don't want to make, responding to emails, places I have to go, things I need to drop off or pick up. And all of that can just become noise, clouds my mind, makes this haze that for some reason keeps me from wanting to do anything at all. And I feel stuck. The first thing I usually do in that instance is take a breath and make a list. Once you make a list of everything you have to do, it doesn't seem so impossible, because then it's all right there. And you can tackle the things that are the most time sensitive. But before you do any of that, you have to breathe. You gotta take the time to calm your mind down. To drink water. To eat something. breathing, hydrating, and nourishing yourself will make it far easier to tackle what you need to do. And the world isn't going to end if you take 5, 10, 15 minutes or more, if you can keep yourself in this calm mindset. Take that time. This is self-care. I'm going to take another deep breath. You can join me if you want, or you can just listen to my breath. Maybe it'll help you feel centered and present. All right. I'm already feeling a lot better than I was when I hit record for this. Just being here with you. To not feel alone. To have someone understand what you're going through, or at least just someone there to remind you that you're here and that you gotta take time for yourself. I'm sorry for the long pauses and silence. It's still hard for me to quiet down all the nagging thoughts. But they're not that loud right now. I'm in a resting position. And you and I are in this place to clear our minds to the best of our ability. And I'm very thankful for that. Remember to take this kind of time for yourself. It's best if you can find some time every day. But especially on the days when there's just too much head fog. Take those breaths, drink your water, eat something. And know that the most important thing you can be accomplishing right now is keeping yourself healthy, relatively healthy. Sometimes the things you eat aren't gonna be a stick of celery. It could just be pretzels or something. But you come first. Your body and your mind and how you take care of it will always be at the top of your checklist. I think you'll find that you'll be able to accomplish exactly what you want after that, on your own time. But you're not doing any of that right now. You're breathing and you're resting. no reason to make a checklist at this exact moment in time. This is just to ease your mind. So whatever step forward you take, hopefully you'll feel a bit more balanced. I'm going to take one more deep breath, and then I'm going to get myself some water. And I'm going to do whatever I feel like doing after that. I'll worry about that when it gets here. In a couple minutes, but there's no worry right now. There's just us. Just rest. Just our breath. Take this last breath with me, won't you? Thank you for taking this break with me. Take care of yourself. You are what's most important. I'll talk to you again soon.